listener. It's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watched the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertained. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Prepare thine selves, for I am about to unleash from behind the paywall the final episode of Season 2 of Offices and Bosses, which debuted back in May of 2018. And while you must be ecstatic to access this episode here on the main feed, did you know that new episodes are still being released on Patreon during this break? It's true! Why, in just a few days, we'll be releasing the final episode of Season 5 of Offices and Bosses. Take a listen.
Like, look, they say you're too personal and you're hanging around the office when you should just be dropping off the water and leaving. And they're worried you're fraternizing with the employees.
Buddy, do I look like a guy who fraternizes?
I can tell you for a fact that the cooler does not fraternize, because I just made a pass at him and he churned me down. Me, Jenny Ergonomics.
That's right. I was not into her vibe at all.
give me a die roll, Usador.
All right. Hopefully Jenny's failures in love shall be a success in the workplace. That's a natural 20.
Oh, my. Woo. Couple of big naturals going on here. Oh, this is the kind of thing they're mad at me for.
He's
going
to get in trouble.
Turned you down, Jenny.
Can you believe it?
The lovely ergonomics. I'm sorry. I just HR violated myself. Got to write myself up. I'm sorry.
That's right. None other than Fluff the Squirrel joins us in our final adventure. So finish Season 2 here. Join Patreon at patreon.com/magictavern to catch up on Seasons 3, 4, and 5, and be one of the first to complete Season 5 later this week. Don't you want 2 new bonus episodes every month? I'll finish admonishing you after the episode. For now, enjoy the finale of Offices and Bosses, Season 2.
Not marketing manager, IT professional, sales rep, and temp. I am office manager, your guide in the realm of offices and bosses.
Guys, I'm so excited. I feel like we're close to winning Offices and Bosses.
Yeah, we have, what, $51,000-some?
We have more than enough money to buy this TV to win the game. We just gotta get to a store?
Yeah, I'm quite shocked, you guys. I mean, after when we decided to play in a garage band, the idea that you would somehow not actually playing your concert would garnish you $52,000. Yeah. I don't quite... The roles were great, and that's kind of how the game works.
Well,
and,
plus I cleaned the pool that one time.
You know, for was that $200 for cleaning the pool?
I think it was $120.
Oh, and we also sold at the merch booth, we sold at least one MC Shit Eater shirt.
That's correct, for $15.
Mm.
That was all this time, I thought my manuscript, I Think I See, was going to be the thing that was going to save us, but
it was MC Shit Eater.
Mm. No one else thought that.
And I just want to say, Dorian, thanks for playing. And I know you're actually new. You didn't think you'd do very well. You thought you would lose. And I said that things would be fine.
Yes, you did say that, didn't you?
Yeah, we're all so close to winning, guys.
So we actually shook on it. That was weird. Why did we shake on it?
No reason at all. I want to remind you, reintroduce you gentlemen to a guest of ours who I brought to the table.
Hey, Clax. Clax the skeleton.
Yeah. I'm back just in time, I hear, guys.
Yeah, we're pretty close to winning the game.
Yeah, 30 days in Seguro Hills. Tucson was really good to me.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that your character, Ron Bingo, is feeling better.
Yeah, I shudder to think the state Ron Bingo was in when last we saw each other. So, yeah, cleaned up and ready to lead a productive life.
Well, I don't want to, should I tell him? I mean, just so you know, it's funny that you came back at this point in time in the game. We just won $52,000.
I know what we can do with it.
What's that?
Oh, Ron. No.
Ron.
What? Buy and renovate an RV and serve the local homeless and addicted with health care and medical supplies.
See? Oh. That's a lovely idea.
Ron, that's disappointing to hear.
We do have to buy a big TV. That is one of our win conditions for this particular adventure. But with the extra money, I'm sure it doesn't take all that money. We can still do Ron's idea.
Actually, he said to buy and renovate an RV. Instead of a TV, could we buy an RV? Could we just...
Oh, a really big RV?
Swap out one letter and...
That would be fine, although... the idea is that you would have to either live in it or travel cross-country in it, at the conclusion of which you could turn it into a mobile outreach facility. Gotcha.
Yeah, like a traveling mission to serve all the homeless and addicted with health care and medical supplies. Yeah.
Oh, so you've really turned around.
Yeah, Clax, remind me what happens when you're playing a drug addict class, right?
Yeah, I was on EH. I was chasing a dragon. I was out there chasing the dragon the whole time.
Yeah, and so...
Ron, please, Clax, we want to get away from fantasy, so...
Yeah.
When we're playing offices and bosses...
No dragons.
No dragons.
No dragons.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sorry, guys. The horse. I was riding the white horse.
No, there's so many horses, though. We ride so many horses.
I was on a spike. Heroin. Heroin.
Oh, okay. Heroin.
Yeah. Mm. Drug names.
Do you guys have
not.
Any heroines? Are there heroines?
Oh, yeah, there's so many heroines. Yeah. Not as many, although, frankly, this show
more
could use
heroes.
More heroines.
Yeah, absolutely.
Smack.
Absolutely.
Smack.
Ouch. Ow.
We'll just call them drugs.
Drugs. Yeah.
Nothing we can do with that.
All right.
So, Ron Bingo, you went to therapy, or you went to rehab?
Yeah, man, Seguro Hills out in Tucson. Yeah, nice program. Really nice program. They work on a sliding scale, too, which I was really happy for.
Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah, it was nice. Whee. Very nice.
And just to remind everyone, you did cash in your one second chance at life chip. So.
I was. I thought that was the right time to do it. I felt like I was really slipping away.
So there will be no more second chances at life. No third chances at life.
Yeah, that's
really brave of you to be wearing short sleeve shirts. I think that's great.
Hey, this is it. This is my past. It doesn't have to be my future.
It is so great to have you back, Ron Bingo.
Yeah. Thanks. Nice to be back. I think last time I was here, I was... scouring under the sink to see what I could just jab in me, man. It was rough stuff.
You also broke her microwave.
Did I?
I think so.
You put some aluminum foil in the microwave.
Yeah. Guys, you know, give me a chance to reassemble all that stuff, and I'm going to have a lot of apologies going around.
I'm willing. Yeah.
Right now, we need to find a ride so we can go purchase our television.
Yeah, if we can just get to a store, we've won the game.
Yeah, I know Mrs. Ropley has a car. She's given you rides in the past. She might be willing to give you a ride here. You do have that $52,000 is in cash. So it's, I don't know, I imagine in on the middle of a table that you're all standing around looking at.
Yeah.
May I, as my character, John Bastion, may I go and knock on Mrs. Ropley's door?
Sure.
Okay, I'd like to start with you.
Great. I roll.
It's 14.
You knock on her door. Mm. Good stuff. Well done.
Yes. Hmm.
Was there a chance you might miss the door?
Yeah, part of me really wanted to see what would have happened.
You're all a one, roll. You know. I mean, Mrs. Robley has always had a shine for Hayden Christensen, so...
I guess you could go to knock and the door opens, you just punch him in the face.
Gotcha.
Depending on how hard you wind up for a knock.
Yeah.
I would like to see if Mr. or Mrs. Ropley answers the door.
Sure. Get a roll. Right. Something odd. It's Mr. Ropley, something even, Mrs. Ropley.
Seven.
Mr. Ropley answers.
What do you want?
Oh, Mr. Ropley, it's me, John Bastion, and I just wanted to know if we could borrow Mrs. Ropley's car.
She was out at some rock and roll show last night, and she's still hungover and sleeping. Go away!
Well, if you let us borrow the car, I'm sure Hayden would like to come down later and, prune your hedges.
That sounds appealing to Mr. Ropley.
Is that a euphemism?
I I think it is, yes.
He's going to trim her pubes?
And why does Mr. Ropley want me to do that?
Look, now we're trying
to get... We just had to fucking get to the store. Don't fuck this up.
Sorry, I walked downstairs. John, if it's one thing I learned at Seguro Hills, it's that honesty is truly the best policy, that if we're going to lead productive lives, we have to live honest lives, and and maybe you should just be straight with Mr. Ropley, what you're trying to say. That's the only way you have a chance of making a real positive effect in this world.
Give me a roll on that, John Bastian. See how you take that lesson there.
An 8.
It sounds a little tired.
Sure.
You believe Ron Bingo, but at the same time, it's like...
I know it's right, but I still am, like, annoyed that he's sort of lecturing to me.
Precisely.
Very well. Mr. Ropley, I hope that you will allow us to take the car for today. I am planning to purchase a new TV. Yay, I have recently procured a large sum of treasure, and with this treasure, I do then intend to... Improve my domicile.
And it's always been fairly apparent that your wife probably wants to have sex with Hayden Christian.
Let's
be honest. Mm-hmm. This is what the level of honesty that happens in true discourse amongst, you know.
Let's not beat around your pubes.
Right. Well,
that's fine. On account of my male ejaculatory problems. So
There we go.
Everybody's being really honest.
Thank you for the keys, Mr. Ropley. I would like to ask Ron and Hayden and Danger to go in the car with me to buy the TV.
Sure.
Male
no role needed.
Ejaculatory problems?
Yeah, yes. That's what my sheet says here. I take a number of potions to maintain an erection and ejaculate.
Oh.
Yeah.
I also have had hair transplant surgery.
Oh, that probably makes you real angry.
It does, believe me.
And you can really tell.
Especially from the back. You can see there's a seam around the back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of odd.
I absolutely consent to go on the ride and have to admit at this point that I'm not allowed to drive.
Very good, very good.
Yeah.
I politely decline. I'm going to hop on the back of my dragonfly and meet you there.
Great.
Do I have to go along to win the game, or like
you
do we
so
all
far.
Have
no, to? No, you don't have to. You can stay at the apartment and...
That would be fun if you stayed behind.
Yeah, no, I'll come.
What a great choice.
I'll come.
Arnie, that's rude of you to just flippantly say, I'll come, when Mr. Ropley is taking potion after potion.
Oh, yeah. We're heading to buy a television.
Yes, we have $52,000 in cash.
Would that be at like a large parking lot area? Is it like a strip mall kind of situation?
Yeah, it's a large big box store. Great buy, a large parking lot. There are a few little restaurants in the out parcels, but it is mostly a large parking facility.
Okay, then I want to run inside and grab my suitcase of ayahuasca and peyote.
Oh, what?
Ron!
I'm just selling it.
Oh,
wait, what?
To finance schooling for my alcohol and drug counseling training and stuff like that. So just, parking lots are great places. A lot of comers, a lot of goers. It's, you know, that's the right place to do it.
Hey, Ron, you know how you were promoting total and complete honesty before?
Yep.
I don't know that it's a great idea that you're selling drugs to help, you know, with your schooling. It puts you too close to temptation, I fear.
I appreciate you saying that. I'm going to go grab my suitcase.
Okay. No, that's all I can do.
Great. Yeah. Yeah.
I contemplating coming down on him, but then I realized that I stole all of this money that we have.
Yes, you can't take the moral high ground here.
Yeah.
Can we roll to see if Ron grabs the wrong suitcase?
Sure. Ron, if you want to.
I will. Yeah.
I sure hope he doesn't grab that suitcase 12, full of nitroglycerin. 12.
Would you, could I ask player prerogative?
Sure.
Would you not tell me until I open it in the parking lot?
That's fine.
Wonderful.
That'll be fine.
Oh.
That'll be fine. The other option that you could have is, well, I won't even say. There were some other suitcases. I'll randomly roll from the suitcase manual of contents and see what other random contents might be in the suitcase.
Tremendous.
Or your drugs. Yeah.
Tremendous.
Do we need to, we get in the car and we go to Great Buy?
Yeah. Go ahead and give me a roll to see if you can get there successfully.
17.
Perfect. You're there. I won't even ask for, you can get out of the, I'll say you can get out of the car. I'll say it's okay. You can leave the car and walk into the front door.
I have had some getting out of the car mishaps in my time.
Details.
I mean, I got long legs, a lot of stuff to trip over.
Hey, Chunt.
Yeah.
just wanted to talk to you real quick. Yeah. Sometimes when Arnie says things, and then you ask for more details, he gives them.
Yeah.
And they really just aren't that interesting. So
I should stop
asking. Just really think about that before you ask that. I don't know why
I've been burned before. It's like I touching a coal or a hot piece of wood.
Yes.
I just don't learn.
Yeah, well, that's all right.
I should learn.
That's all right. Don't worry about it.
Thank you. I'm going to kind of peruse the parking lot for late model domestic sedans.
Sure. give me a roll there.
All right. 17.
Okay. You find an 89 Caprice Classic two-door red vinyl interior, kind of silver with some rust on the rear panel.
Perfect. That's my milieu. I'm just going to kind of camp out not too far from that and look for comers and goers.
Okay. Sure. Can I look at the 76 to 92 car manual?
Sure.
Is that the blue book?
That's the blue
one. You do notice there is a man in the car with a 4-pack of old Milwaukee tall boys.
Great.
I would be careful, though. From my experience on Earth, if there's a lot of mysterious cars in parking lots like this, a fair amount of them are just going to be people masturbating.
Okay. I'm going to get close enough to see if that's what's...
More detail.
I'm going to get close enough to see if that's what's happening and if that's not what's happening. No. Either way, I'm going to knock on the window. And just put on a smiling face and strike up a polite conversation.
Okay, let me roll for him.
Okay,
He was not masturbating.
Okay, great, even better.
He's pretty buzzed. You see, there's another ring of 4-pack, empty cans in the car.
Awesome.
He sees you.
Window up or down?
Window's cracked.
Okay, great.
There's cigarette smoke coming out.
Hey, man, in the mood to keep the party going?
What?
You in the mood to keep that party going?
Yeah, I need a jump. You got any cables?
Yeah, you know I do.
No, I'm serious. I need a jump.
Oh, jumper cables. Oh man, this is not what I was.
Or drugs. I think I got drugs too. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, let's do that first, and then I'll ask my buddy if we got cables in the car.
Okay.
But yeah, let me see what I got here. Okay. And at that point, I'll open the suitcase.
Sure. There is drugs in the suitcase and one pair of Mrs. Ropley's underwear.
Okay. All right. I got a nice package deal for you, my brother.
Okay. I think we can make this happen. I got a work check. I just got it cashed. But here's the thing. I'm kind of new in town. I'm kind of making my way through town. Don't make me party alone.
My man. You got to fly solo on this one. What I can give you is a nice peyote ride and some dirty silkies to sniff.
I'm all in for that. I just, it's not a party with one person. It's cool, bro. I'm not going to thrash.
All right. Hey, you know what?
I'm going to need a roll to resist that.
To resist the temptation? Yeah. I'm that. My sobriety is that borderline?
For the rest of your life, you're going to need a roll for that.
Can I make him a counteroffer before I roll?
Sure.
See if he'll accept my deal without having to.
Let's see. Yeah.
All right, hey brother, if you agree to this, I'll stand outside. I'll stand right here and whack off to it. if you let me off the peyote hook,
it's a pretty good counteroffer.
I'll jerk off on your door.
Peyote Hook's a good band name if we ever start another band.
And I was going to say, someone has definitely been in a parking lot on Earth.
More details.
I'm going to roll for that one.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like, look, if you're not, at least finish off these beers, will you? Sit in the car and finish off these beers while I ride the pee,
Metamore, I have a quick question for you. While Ron tries to sell drugs and masturbate outside of a car. Should we rule whether we just are kind of standing around watching this happen? Or,
well, I think you're
right.
Really,
I think we should go into the store.
I assume we're on our way in.
Into the great buy, yeah.
Can I roll, not for Danger LaGrange, my one-inch baby, but can I roll for Chunt? Just because you said, can you finish off these beers and I'm going to ride the pee? Can I just roll for Chunt to see how well I can not comment on that?
Sure.
Great.
Sure.
I mean, it's just so much fruit for the picking there.
Yeah.
Whew, good, good, good. That's an 18, so I refrain.
Sure, no worries.
From
no worries.
The low-hanging fruit.
Good, but good. Don't forget about your minus 20 modifier on any wordplay.
That's right, so I have to go for it.
Yeah, pretty much always.
Finish off these beers. It's just implied.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to sell drugs and masturbate. I'm trying to sell drugs. I'm willing to masturbate.
No, I see.
Monsters! As a hero, you're always running around between some real tall monster legs, and all that running under crotches can sure make a hero hungry.
Oh, great! Another monster crotch, and I'm so hungry!
For years, exotic meats cut from the crotches of gigantic monsters were exclusive to the cultures of the taller races. But not anymore! Introducing Uncle Gluckmeyer's Orc Roasted Monster Crotch Kebabs. That's right, halfling. It used to be that you were always running around cutting at monster ankles, and you could never get to that sweet ball meat on a Chultian gorillin. Tain't a problem anymore. We offer savory cuts from between the legs of all those huge asshole aberrations that you've stabbed a million times around the toes, but were too puny to get a nice steak of crotch meat out of. A slow grill lava flow treatment for each one of our meat chunks. And we here at Uncle Gluckmeyer's Orc Roasted Monster Crotch Kebabs have a few surprises for all you Goliaths and Tieflings as well. Our bravest orc butchers have created an elaborate testicle-grabbing device and some moderately stable stilts that allow us to collect crotch meat from this 70-foot-tall Tarrasque beast. That's right, tall guy. Uncle Gluckmeyer has crotch meat you've never tried before, either. So head on down to your local shady orc and ask about Uncle Gluckmeyer's Orc Roasted Monster Crotch Kebabs. Yeah, that's right. You don't have to look for a shop or a butcher or nothing. Just walk up to the meanest orc you can find and say, Uncle Gluckmeyer's Orc Roasted Monster Crotch Kebabs, please. Yeah, you're welcome.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
Ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is... Wow!
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it! So that this promo can remain evergreen.
McCavity! I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people, like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinefo!
Wherever you get podcasts.
You know what? It's getting too close to the danger line for me. I'm just gonna shut down. I'm gonna shut down the whole deal. And I'm gonna give him the underwear as just a thank you for entertaining
sure.
the idea. No hard feelings. Consolation.
Yeah, gonna need a roll. Gonna need that roll.
Jesus,
you put it off once.
Okay. I'm gonna use my hip bottom wisdom bonus here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to add that. I'm going to add that number to my roll.
Sure, okay? Sure. And if you still have your sponsor's card in your pocket,
okay,
that could also give you another 3 modifier on that as well.
Okay, with the hip bottom bonus. All right. 13.
All right, you did it.
Jesus, you did it. Okay. God almighty, man.
That was close. That was
first
close.
First day out of the joint. I feel like
of all the dice rolls of the game, that was the one I was most invested in. Because Ron Bingo, I really do want the best for you
that
when you're so bright.
Like real life stuff there, yeah. Man.
It's hard.
While all of this is happening, I take my briefcase, presumably full of $52,000, and approach the counter,
sure.
And I say, I want the Panatronicle... X3281.
Sure, there is a sales assistant here to help you.
How can I help you today there, sir? My name is Marvin Brando.
I want the Panatronical X3-2300.
Ooh, let me check our stock to see if it's in.
Real quickly, while we're doing this, I suddenly realized something. We want to win the game and get a TV, but we could really probably get a better price online.
Is that true?
I have absolutely learned my lesson in the parking lot and start walking towards the front door of the store.
Sure. Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. The TV is in stock. It is in stock. It is available.
I open the suitcase.
In the suitcase, this roll is $52,000 and a pair of Mrs. Robley's panties.
Something's going on. She's leaving like a breadcrumb trail.
Hayden, I think these are for you.
Why are there breadcrumbs in these panties?
It's a metaphor, I guess. I don't know. How much is the television?
It's $4,000.
I put $4,000 of the $52,000 on the counter.
Mark it off on your sheet there.
Close the suitcase, and I prepare to leave with the television.
All right. You probably need a cart to carry the television, and you just got to get this thing home. Once you get it plugged in and run the channel setup, the game will be over. You know, if you can do that, if you can get the picture settings right, you know, we'll see.
The picture settings. I mean, no one gets the picture settings right.
Fair enough. We haven't played this before, but should we play again? I'm going to require picture settings as well as...
At Seguro Hills, we just had the four basics, four network channels. It was like being 8 years old again. ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, that was it.
Yeah.
I bet it was kind of refreshing.
Yeah, it was all right. It was all right, you know, just watching network television again.
It's on a schedule, too, so you can't even change the channel.
It's not just overwhelmed by options.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
You know, while I'm here, I'm going to get a play box and a couple games.
Sure. You've got $48,000. Let me just remind everybody. That's a lot of money. Okay. You could probably pay two
play boxes.
Pay a year's worth of rent, $42,000.
We should spend as much of this money as we can. I'm going to get a Diet Coke.
Sure. One Diet Coke.
All right. Can you guys help me?
$47,997.
Great. Can you guys help me carry this stuff back out to the car?
Have I entered the store? Can I see John
now?
Yeah,
you can see everybody. Okay. Yeah.
Hey, Ron. We got everything. We're ready to go.
Great. We shopping?
Oh, yeah. Did you need anything?
Sure. I'll get something. Wow, this place is huge.
It is. There's a lot of stuff. It's not a great place for just looking for stuff. You kind of have to know what you want.
Coming from four channels to this has to be overwhelming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here, can I see the
printer ink?
Printer ink?
They sell microwaves here as well, if you wanted to.
Oh, we could replace the microwave.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, but...
Yeah.
No?
Okay,
no microwave.
Looking for some kind of fun, like printer ink, but yeah.
Do you know what kind of ink your printer takes?
No, doesn't matter to me. I just want the ink.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to buy a Caramello.
Sure. Yeah, you guys are really stretching this out.
Okay, let's get our stuff and let's go. And do we need to roll again to see if they get home?
Roll to see if they accept the cash.
Okay. It's 17.
They accept it.
All right.
You had to get a 1 to not. You get a receipt. Let me roll. The receipt is accurate. Okay. You guys are doing great.
Guys, this is an action-packed finale.
Okay.
Let me see. The TV does not fit in the car.
Oh, wait. What about that giant Caprice?
Caprese, Arnie.
The Caprice Classic.
The Caprice Classic. Do you think we could fit the TV in that car?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Well, that dude's loaded, though.
Well, maybe he'll let us drive.
We got to jump. We got to jump it.
Oh, that's right.
Do we have jumper cables?
Can I do an investigation check?
Yeah.
It's in
the trunk of Mr. Roper's car.
I have a 7.
You do find jumper cables. They're hard to miss.
Lots of panties.
So we try to jump the car.
All right. Let me roll through that. Okay, you jump the car. You got the Caprice running. Okay. It's real big. You probably fit, you know, someone got to lay down in that back seat. You got one of the bench back seats.
I have kind of a rapport with this guy. If you want me to see if this guy will let us. Hey, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we could borrow your car with you in it to transport our TV and the microwave and the Diet Coke and we have candy, caramel.
It's a 20-ounce
caramel. Caramello. To our place.
Where we can party?
What's that?
Where we can all party?
I don't know. I don't think we're going to party tonight. I think we're just going to get the channels all set up on this.
Yeah, we're just going to plug in a TV and win the game.
Yeah, so.
Let me roll for him here. He wants to party. He really wants to party with y'all.
Nice.
Well, tell him he can come over.
What if Ron just masturbated outside of the window of your car? Is that be enough of a party?
He's not into it.
Guys,
if we need it, I have something I've been saving up for the whole game. I think it can win us the game and we can be done with it, is I have, as an act of desperation here, I can reconnect with my father. Do you want me to use
that
now?
Can we get a ride from your dad?
Yeah, my dad is extremely wealthy. We could get even a private jet if we want, a helicopter, whatever we want.
But you know what? This whole game, you've been very mysterious about your father.
I don't want to mention his first name for many reasons, but we'll just refer to him as Mr. LaGrange.
Okay.
But if you want me to reconnect with him, it would come at a great personal cost to Danger, but Danger is willing to do that. Should I use it?
Yeah.
Great. So I want to contact my dad, T.
Sure.
And see, reconnect with him.
Yeah, and it's that's how the rules are written. He will answer the phone, he will connect, and he will send the helicopter over.
Oh,
or the limo. Or the limo. Great. Which would you like? The limo or the helicopter?
I think the limo is a little more classy.
Could we do a helicopter carrying a limo?
Yeah, he's that rich.
Yeah, the reconnect. You get to call the shots here.
Oh, okay.
Get to call the shots.
So reconnecting with my dad does reveal something about my character that was sitting on here. And that is that my father's name is also Danger.
Details.
So unlike you, this might be interesting. So Danger LaGrange is Danger Jr. His father, his real last name is not LaGrange. I mentioned before, Eustor asked if Danger had a middle name, because I said Danger was my first name. He said, do you have a middle name? I said, no. That's because LaGrange is his middle name. His last name is Smith.
What?
Wait a minute.
Danger LaGrange is Danger Smith.
Hold on. His name is not LaGrange. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, that's coming from A to Z top, you know, the tippy top.
Wait, are you telling me that your real name is Danger Smith?
That's Danger Smith Jr. is the character I've been playing. And his father, Danger Smith Sr., goes by a shortened version of that.
Danger Smy?
Dan Smith.
Dan Smith, please?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Danger LaGrange is Dan Smith's son.
You've been playing your own son this entire time.
You're your own grandpa?
That's not a thing.
Chunt and I have been kind of playing some off on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Smith has gone through a gigantic character arc after being a temp, worked his way all the way up to CEO.
Yeah.
Arrested for insider trading, mm-hmm. redeemed himself.
Yep. And since Dan Smith, you know, got divorced from Donna, and Donna lost the baby. She got the child in the mm-hmm. custody, but then lost the baby. Danger's been a lost baby. He's been off on his own, having his own adventures.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, when I got to Seguro Hills, they told me, like, the one thing I really should avoid is finding out that someone I thought I knew was actually, like, their own father or whatever, or their own son. That could be a real trigger.
Run. Put that down.
A real trigger.
Put that down. Okay. You don't want that.
Yeah, he doesn't want you to masturbate outside of the car.
It could be a real trigger to make me masturbate outside of a car.
Mm.
All right. There are certainly worse things for him to do. You make it back home. You get a TV inside. You get it out of the box. Give me a roll. I don't know who's taking the lead here to make sure you know what all the cords are for. I'm not sure how familiar people are with HDMI. I don't know if John Bastion's taking the lead here.
I have PowerPoint skills.
You're the man.
You're gonna know.
I have some tech.
Can I roll to see how mad I am that we bought the extra expensive HDMI cord when it really doesn't matter?
Yeah.
7.
You're pretty. Yeah, it's irritating.
Yeah.
14.
Boom, you got it. It's hooked up, everybody. There is a knock at the door. Mr. Ropley is here.
Irritating.
Yeah.
14.
Boom, you got it. It's hooked up, everybody. There is a knock at the door. Mr. Ropley is here. And I don't know, Mr. Ropley. It looks like these guys are going to be able to pay rent, maybe even move out. I don't know.
Well, that means Mr. Ropley has lost the game. You've been able to pay his overbearing rent, and you've shown his wife a very good time.
She kind of showed herself a good time.
Yes.
We were just around.
Hey, we got a ton of her underwear up here, too.
I know. We just keep finding it all over the place.
Yes, that seems to be her calling card signature.
Yeah.
Good job, you guys. You did it.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, a couple loose ends. Mrs. Ropley was clearly a murderer, never brought to justice, but it's okay.
And I definitely want to use some of the leftover money to start looking into RV stuff and things like that.
Our next adventure, I'm sure we'll get right to that.
Yeah.
I would actually like to make one more check.
Sure.
If that's possible. I would like to check to see if Hayden Christensen is horribly burned in a terrible heat accident with our broken microwave since we didn't get a new microwave.
Sure.
Okay. 1.
What is that? Does that mean I am?
Yeah.
No!
Should we play again indeed?
Yeah.
Mr. Metamore.
Metamore, why is your hand glowing?
Huh?
It's your handshake hand.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of...
Yes, it is. You'll see if you examine it very closely, our agreement glowing in letters on your hand.
Yeah. Oh.
It's a lot of words, really.
Yeah, you... That I said offices of bosses would easy, and that you would win because everyone can play.
Yes, and I did not win. I think as part of our handshake, I shall have dominion over someone who is dragonborn.
Oh, no. I knew there was a trick this whole time.
Mm. That's what are you talking about?
Ne'er you mind that. Mayhap someday I shall come asking for a favor. Mayhap not. You shall fulfill said favor based upon our handshake. Should you ever want to play Officers and Bosses again?
Mommy, you didn't really lose. I mean, I guess...
Didn't I?
I guess. I mean, they paid the rent. I guess you... and you
How
wanted
do you
to,
suppose that jug came to be lodged upon your head for so many weeks? By luck?
Just so you could then take it off? And then... I would. If you just asked, we could have played. You didn't have to... Did you do that? Was that?
Mayhap I did. And mayhap now I have become the office manager.
Wow, all of Metamore is starting to glow. I mean, I thought he was the last dragon that would start to glow, but sure enough, he is.
Am I glowing? Really?
A little bit.
Aw.
Do me a favor, Metamore. Cough.
Whoa. Aw, nuts. Well, you know, you find out you're dragonborn, then you find out you have to obey someone else forever. How do you...
Yeah, Dorian, what's going on? Like, Metamore now...
Has to introduce me to his damsel mother.
That's it?
Dorian, you're such a weird perv.
Obey, yes, forever, no. For Dorian, know that I shall release good friend Metamore from your thrall the first chance I get, for none doth stand against Usador and his friends.
And the first chance I get, I'm going to plead with our Twitter followers to make some art for MC Shit Eater.
Good idea.
Yeah, great idea, I thought.
Yeah, don't worry, Metamore. Maybe you're not allowed to play Offices and Bosses or you're under his thrall, but we're going to fix that. We're going to add it to the list of things we're going to accomplish.
I'll tell you what, we should play again and see who can win.
I feel compelled to say yes. I want to say no, but I kind of, okay. Did I say okay? I said okay.
Yeah, we said okay. No handshake was exchanged, you'll see. We'll just play again and see what happens.
Well, this was a hoot back to the dungeon for me to get my ass handed to me.
Oh, thanks for playing, Clax.
Thank always so great, fellas. Always great to see people.
Hopefully this was a nice escapism for you.
Oh, it was a tremendous time. I'd be a junkie any day.
Oh, I love Ron Bingo so much. He's so fun.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy. He's trying to do the right thing.
Had a chance to turn his life around. I like Ron Bingo.
Me too.
He was still using, by the way. That was my
surprise.
He was
still using. Ron.
Check that briefcase. Devil. There was less than 51 grand in there by the end.
No. Yeah, stole a bunch of money from us.
He was acting erratic.
Well, Metamore.
It was fun. I really enjoyed it, everybody.
Yeah, we really enjoyed it. Thank you.
It was good times.
Yes, it was fun to play again, Metamore. We're sorry that you're glowing and that you're, well, it looks like you're also floating away.
Yeah.
Slowly into the sky. So it was nice seeing you again.
Nice seeing everybody.
Yeah, we're
going to see you.
We'll save you as soon as we can.
Are you going to make me kill a village or something?
We shall see. We shall see.
He's going to do something real pervy. I know it.
I feel like our feelings that Dorian is evil is we're well placed.
Yeah, we should always go with our first instinct on things. Because we're real smart.
Yeah.
What we think is going on usually is, and we get distracted, and then we accidentally help someone do something terrible.
I think we've solved it. No more details.
No more details.
Except no more details.
For the credits and the details.
And this sweet...
Who played who?
And the sweet, sweet details on the art of a cheetah playing saxophone in MC Shit Eater. Hashtag cheetah sax.
I hope that hashtag really exists.
I just don't understand what's holding you back. Do you not love fun? We love fun, and if you do too...
go to hellofromthemagictavern.com or patreon.com/magictavern to become a patron and start having fun. You'll get 2 new bonus episodes every month, with over 100 bonus episodes available right now, and an ad-free version of the main feed, a monthly newsletter, a quarterly meet and greet, early access to live events. I may have to declare you insane if you insist on not supporting the show. But lo, the podcastual miasma begins to take over my mind and body. I will fight back and protect us all. Usador the Wizard, a.k.a. John Bastion, was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Badger, a.k.a. Danger LaGrange, was played by Adil Rafai. Clax the Skeleton, a.k.a. Ron Bingo, was played by special guest T.J. Jagodowski. Dorian DeVille, a.k.a. Mr. Ropley, was played by Zach Thompson. Metamore, the office manager, was played by Bill Arnett. Uncle Gluckmeyer from the Crotch Kebab was played by Dan Telfer. This episode of Officers and Bosses was produced by Ani Niekamp, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Evan Jacoba. This episode edited by Ryan DeGiorgi. The Officers and Bosses logo was designed by Allard Laban, with a theme song composed by Andy Poland. Oh, that was a close one. Only 2 more weeks of fighting this damnable podcast feed until we return on August 17th. I am sorry if I was rude before. I just desperately want you to join. Because imagine, poor little Arnie, without a home, weeping in the rain, oversized eyes welling up with tears. Chunt will definitely paint that mural if you don't join Patreon. You've been warned. Until next week, fair listeners.